The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and talk. To see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
All right, I think I will. Stand back, everybody.
It's a shout-out.
It is indeed, and I don't normally do shout-outs except for very special occasions or very rare occasions, and this is that, and it happens to be happening to someone who is very important to the Pride 48 community, kind of like the great-grandfather to all of us. Our one and only Big Fatty has taken a huge step in his ancient life, and he has purchased himself a home with a 30-year mortgage, so he'll be just about 89 when it's paid off. Anyway, I just wanted to take a moment on my show and say congratulations, Fatty. It's a wonderful thing. We're all happy for you. I am very, very happy for you, and I hope that house... at least one room, anyway, that we can probably forget about. But I hope the rest of that house brings just joy and fulfillment and laughter and happiness. And that other room could fulfill the rest of the thing. Anyway, congratulations, Fatty, on your brand new house that is yours. You bought it. You have to mow the lawn or at least pay somebody to do it. Congratulations, Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Kind of like the great-grandfather.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1876 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of April 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to finish the quiz, and I've got some news for Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, what is the news? What is the news? What is the news? I'll tell you in a minute. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, single sons. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are the single sons today because, y'all, you know Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone lives below the Stompersons. Well, Big Fatty lives below the Singersons. And, of course, they've stopped now. Poor Bertie. But, y'all, the folks that moved in above me, they sing and they play the banjo and the guitar. And it's just, it's hippie-ish. It's just hippie-ish. And, I ain't gonna be here that much longer, so you know, sing away. Just sing away. Yes, Big Fatty, the Singersons, we love it. And, Big Fatty, you said you had some news for me? I do have some news for you. You know, yesterday, I mentioned that I went by the P.O. Box. Yes, Big Fatty. And there was a package there from that Timmy Sims, and he told me it was coming. It was for you. But I wasn't going to let you open. No, Big Fatty, you would not let me open it until I knew if it was a Easter Bunny present or just something you could open whenever. And I've gotten a response from Timmy. Big Fatty, what did he say?
Make a wish.
Y'all, can you hear the flute? I don't know what they're doing up there. But y'all, Big Fatty, you know when other people say, can you hear the yard workers, you know, when they're podcasting with windows open and you can't hear a damn thing? Yes, Big Fatty, it's the same thing for you for this right now. They can't hear it. But anyway, Timmy Sims gave Poodle the Big Fatty, I love it. the okay to open it up. So, Poodle, go at it, Big Fatty. I'm not prepared. Here we go. Let's see you go. Big Fatty, I can get it. Yes. Y'all, and here, let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, it's made of cloth. Perhaps it is a coat of many colors. Oh, wait a minute. There's a note. It says, "Hi, Poodle. Hi. This shirt is for you. Wear it with love and hugs. Tim and Lexi." Big Fatty, Lexi sent it too. Oh, dear God. And y'all, let's just see what the shirt is. Big Fatty, this is exciting. Big Fatty, it's kitties. Oh, God. Oh, it's nothing but, oh, Big Fatty, oh, the Squeaky Kitty, do you like it? I think Squeaky Kitty's jealous. Squeaky Kitty's used to being the only kitty. But y'all, it is nothing but kitties. Big Fatty, I will sleep in my, it will be my undergarment when I sleep. Oh, what, undergarment? Well, you know what I meant. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just lovely, and it's just my size, triple extra large. So, Big Fatty, I'm going to go over here with Squeaky Kitty and look at it's so pretty. Anyway, well, Timmy, thank you so much Big Fatty, I'm going to go throw it in the washing machine. Well, wait a minute, but before you do that, y'all, I'm happy to report that my union suit arrived from the Nasty Pig. Y'all, in fact, I was listening to that Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head on the Chook and Beanie, and y'all, they were talking about how the drag race, I don't watch it, but it's been losing its sponsors, but y'all, the Nasty Pig is one of the sponsors on the drag race. Are you watching the Nasty Pig commercial? Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Nasty Pig. Okay, well, what? Throw my union suit in with the kitty t-shirt. Big Fatty, well, it might run because it's red. Okay, well, anyway, go watch the thing. I'm gonna give you a little update on the house, and we're gonna try to finish the quiz today. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the Singlesons are now dancing also, and I think they're wearing clogs. Big Fatty, are you sure you're not living with Dr. Stone? No, I'm not. But y'all, let's do this quiz. Y'all, have you got your answer sheets ready? We got up to question number 7, so we're on, which was what popular candy, which was a popular candy when you were a kid? Y'all, number 8, how was butch wax used? Big Fatty, the lesbian, Miss Beaver will know that. To stiffen a flat top haircut so it stood up, to make floors shiny and prevent scuffing, or on the wheels of roller skates to prevent rust. Number 9, before inline skates, that was A, B, and C. Before inline skates, how did you keep your roller skates attached to your shoes? A, with clamps tightened by a skate key. B, woven straps that crossed the foot. Or C, long pieces of twine. Number 10, as a kid, what was considered the best way to reach a decision? A, consider the facts. B, ask mom. C, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Big Fatty. What was the number 11? What was the most dreaded disease in the 1940s and 50s? A, smallpox. B, AIDS. C, polio. Number 12. I'll be down to get you in a blank, honey. A, SUV. B, taxi. C, streetcar. Number 13, what was the name of Caroline Kennedy's pony? A, Old Blue, B, Paint, or C, Macaroni? Number 14, what was the duck and cover drill? A, it was part of the game of hide and seek. B, it's what you did when your mom called you to do chores. Or C, hiding under your desk and covering your head with your arms in an A-bomb drill. Number 15, what was the name of the Indian princess in the Howdy Doody show? A, Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. B, Princess Sacagawea. Or C, Princess Moonshadow. Number 16, what did all the really savvy students do when mimeograph tests were handed out in school? Immediately sniffed the purple inks, as this was believed to get you high. B, made paper airplanes to see who could sail theirs out the window. Or C, wrote another pupil's name on the top to avoid their failure. Number 17, why did your mom shop in stores that gave green stamps with purchases? A, to keep you out of mischief by licking the backs, which tasted like bubblegum. B, they could be put in special books and redeemed for various household items. Or C, they were given to kids to use as stick-on tattoos. Praise the Lord and pass the blank is number 18, and it's either A, meatballs, dames, or C, ammunition. Number 19, what was the name of the singing group that made the song Cab Driver a hit? Was it A, the Ink Spots, B, the Supremes, or C, the Esquires? And number 20, this is the last one, y'all. Who left his heart in San Francisco? Big Freddy, you left your pants there one time. I did. Was it A, Tony Bennett? Was it B, Xavier Cugat? Or C, George Gershwin? And y'all, here are the answers. Check your answers now. We're just going to do them real quick. The first one, in the 1940s, where were automobile headlight dimmer switches located? Y'all, it was B, on the floorboard next to the left of the clutch. Number two, the top of the Royal Crown Cola bottle had holes in it. What was it used for? It was B, to sprinkle clothes before ironing. Number three, why was having milk delivered a problem in the northern winters? Because C, milkmen left deliveries outside the front doors and milk would freeze. What was the popular chewing gum name for a game of chance? It was A, blackjack. What method did women use to look as if they were wearing nylon stockings when none were available due to rationing in WW2? Y'all, it was B, leg painting. The post, number six, the post-war car turned automotive design on its ear when you couldn't tell whether it was coming or going. Y'all, that was A, the Studebaker. Number seven, the popular candy when you were a kid. Y'all, it was C, the wax Coke shaped bottles filled with colored sugar water inside. Y'all, number eight, butch wax was used to stiffen a flat top haircut. Number nine, before inline skates, how did you keep your skates attached? It was A, with clamps tightened by a skate key. What was number 10? What was the best way to reach a decision? It was C, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. 11, the most dreaded disease in the 40s and 50s was C, polio. Y'all, I'll be down to get you in a blank, honey. Y'all, it was B, taxi. Y'all, Big Fatty got that one wrong. I said streetcar. What was the name of Caroline Kennedy's pony? Y'all, it was C, macaroni. Big Fatty, I love macaroni. What was the duck and cover drill? Y'all, it was C, hide under your desk and cover your head with your arms in an A-bomb drill. Name of the Indian princess on Howdy Doody? Y'all, it was A, Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. What did real savvy students do with mimeograph tests? And it was A, immediately sniff the purple ink. Number 17, why did your mom shop in stores with green stamps? Y'all, it was B, because they could be put in special books and redeemed for various household items. 18, praise the Lord and pass the blank. It was y'all, C, ammunition. What was the name of the singing group that made the song Cab Driver a hit? Y'all, it was A, the Ink Spots. Big Freddy, better that than the Shot Spot, yes. Who left his heart in San Francisco? Y'all, it was A, Tony Bennett. And y'all, then they've got, well, I thought there was something that told you about the scoring and all, but evidently not. Big Freddy, you've lost that page because there was something about it. But anyway, y'all, those are kind of good. Let Big Freddy know how you did. Big Freddy's an old fart. I think only got one wrong. Out of 20, I got 19 of them correct. Beh, Fatty. Y'all, updating you a little bit more about the fat fella. Y'all, first of all, in the coal mine today, went and met with the burglar alarm. The burglar alarm people. And y'all, they're going to come out next to, I say, Tuesday and do the installation. Y'all, the guy that owns the company, went to college with Big Fatty. And so, y'all, he's given me a good deal. He's not going to charge me for any of the extras or anything like that. And y'all, I think he said this, and I thought this was odd. There's no monitoring required on this. And y'all, I'm thinking to myself, well, why would you have a burglar alarm if you weren't going to be monitored? And so I asked him the question. He says, well, you know, it's for parents to kind of keep their children under control. Y'all, I just can't imagine that you'd have to install a burglar alarm to control your children. Y'all, I just can't believe it. But anyway, the monitoring, he said, is $35 a month, and if you pay the whole year in advance, you get a free month. So, y'all, that's you know, 13 months for $350. That's about, about $32 a month or something like that. So I don't think that's too bad, a dollar a day. I think that's worth the peace of mind. You got to look at it as a dollar a day, y'all. A dollar a day. Yes, Big Betty, a dollar a day. So I met with him, and y'all, then on the Fat Villa, on the back door, there is numeric pad lock. And y'all, the folks had their master code in it and everything. And y'all, of course, I wanted to reset that. So I went through the book, and y'all, I was able to reset the keypad to the factory settings. And then I put in my own master code, and it is not BF1. Big Fatty, is it Poodle? No, it's not Poodle either. So y'all, now Big Fatty can just push the numbers on the mechanical and get into the factory. Y'all, I was real proud of myself for being able to do that. Yes, Big Fatty, it didn't take much. Y'all, then I measured the inside of all the cabinets in the kitchen and the bathrooms, the toilet. So I measured out and got the dimensions of what I needed for the shelf paper. Y'all, I'm not getting shelf paper. It's more of a kind of a foamy stuff that it's, you know, it's not solid. It's got holes in it and things like that, so it's breathable, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So, and you know, that'll just protect the cabinets. If you know, one day I decide to sell the house, they'll still be in good shape. I measured all that, and I went to the Walmart. And I purchased all my stuff on that. And y'all, later today on Thursday, y'all, I'm expecting to have Granny's brother and another gentleman come and give me an estimate on painting the interior of the Fat Villa. So y'all, things are moving along, and you know, it's not an easy process. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, it's really tired me out, though, even though I didn't sleep worth a shit last night. Oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'm going to be meeting with those painters and getting a bid. And y'all, I hope to get somebody lined up to get in there and get it painted either over the weekend or first of next week. So y'all, that's the main obstacle. Y'all, I think I'm going to... right now, my brother and sister-in-law are scheduled to come over the weekend of the 10th through the 12th. But y'all, I think I'm gonna put them off and tell them that I'd rather get all settled before they come over. Plus the Robs are coming in next weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, the Vons, yo yo yo, and you know the Vons, he's
kind of like the great grandfather.
Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.